You should be grateful. You should be thankful. Ever heard these affirmations? I think there's a better way of putting this that doesn't make people feel guilty, and instead, it actually helps them become more grateful. So, have you ever heard this phrase? You should be grateful for what you have. You should be grateful for this, or you should be grateful for that. I don't believe this is the best advice that we can give someone, because if you're aware of the feelings that you feel when someone tells you that you should be grateful for something, what you might find out is that instead of gratitude, there is guilt. And doing gratitude from a place of guilt isn't the kind of positive feeling that we are after when we think about gratitude, right? Also, I don't know how you are, but I think that we humans aren't very happy about the things that we should do. We feel obligated, we feel that it's a must, and many of us have some kind of resistance when it comes to the things that we should do, or that other people tell us that we should do. So how can we improve on this? The best way to do it is to be an example. You being grateful is the best way of communicating that other people should be grateful too. When they see your example, when they see your happiness, your joyfulness and your gratitude, they will get inspired as well. A second way of doing this is by changing should with can. Instead of you should be grateful or you should be more grateful, you can use you can be more grateful. And you can be more specific. You can be grateful for still being in one piece and having lots of years to recuperate from a certain bad situation. You can use the gratitude to help someone see the whole picture. You can agree that the situation is bad from some points of view, but that the fair view includes the things that that person can be grateful for as well. Even if they don't agree with you at first, using can instead of should makes for less resistance. And the third way is a combination between the first and the second. It's by being an example and starting out. Starting with your own reasons for feeling grateful, like the fact that we can be grateful for the fact that we are here together and that we are having this conversation. We can be grateful for this deep breath that we're taking. Reminding us that we are alive and breathing. And we can go on and on however much we feel. But if we don't have the time, we can just go for the magic number 3. And that should be enough to change the focus. That's why I believe this affirmation, if it comes from a great place in your heart, can be transformed into something that leads to better results. It can actually help someone go through a tough situation by using the power of gratitude and the power of our own example. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you know someone that can benefit from this episode, I would really appreciate it if you would let them know.